He doesn't live in Aberdeen anymore, but Aberdeen awards are so important to him because that's where he was brought up, where his career started. So any Aberdeen awards are really, really important to him. And I'm sure he'll be on the phone later to find out.
Absolutely, and I suppose it's been a big year for him as well.
You know, he's won quite a few things this year in Aberdeen, and he was inducted into the Aberdeen Sport Hall of Fame yesterday as well. And for him, there's any of these things. Obviously, he was in Rio, so that's quite different. But yeah, no, it does to him. Anything up here really does. It's always been important to him.
Seems like he's always got the backing of the folks up here as well.
Oh yeah, I think he's well loved up here by everyone. Everyone seems to know who he is, and he's just my little brother.
With that in mind, I suppose, how do you feel about all this?
Oh, I'm so proud of him. You know, he's always just been my little brother that was quite annoying, but he really deserved it. He's worked so hard for everything. He worked through all his disability at school, and he's done so well for himself. And he sees his disability as a positive, which is so good for all the other young people out there as well.
Absolutely. And is it fair to say that he must be quite a role model for folks who are younger now as well?
Oh, definitely. And I've got two sons myself, and they just think he's the best thing in the world. You know, and my oldest one speaks about him at school constantly, and they're forever hearing about him, and he's been into his school quite a few times, and he's always happy to do school. He loves doing the school things and meeting all the kids. And kids are really excited to meet him as well, which is lovely. It's really good.
You say that you sound slightly surprised by all as well.
Yeah, he's just my brother. He never used to say very much, but now he's quite a good speaker now. And yeah, I suppose he's 32, but he's still my little brother.